Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you again. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay. How about you?
I'm feeling fine, thank you. I want to talk about your family here a little bit. Well, you and your mom and your sister have been working so hard for everybody else. You know, the bills pile up, and with all that's going on with you health-wise, it's tough, right?
It is very tough.
That's why it's so nice that friends of yours have gotten together to do something called Rummage for Rosie. Can you explain what you're going to be doing here?
So Rummage for Rosie is a garage sale where people can donate things that are items that they, you know, don't want anymore, and mm-hmm. we sell them. So, like, somebody's donated their couch, or there's, like, a kitchen table.
Cool.
We have all kinds of stuff.
And this helps defer the cost of trips to the Cleveland Clinic with your family and all the various other things you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
And the sale's going on today, 9 to 4, tomorrow, 9 to 4, Sunday, 9 to 4, 122 North Maple Street in Palatine. Is that a parking lot address? What's at 122 North Maple Street?
It's a house.
Oh, it's a house. Okay. 122 North Maple Street, Palatine. And Rosie Colucci, a two-time Kid of the Week winner. You know, it's a busy life for you, Rosie. Neurofibromatosis, hydrocephalus, brain tumors, brain cancer, and yet you're always upbeat whenever I talk to you. You're an amazing person. I know I tell you that every time I talk to you, but
Thank
you really
you.
Are. You really are.
Thank you.
And you know, for people listening that maybe have recently gotten a cancer diagnosis, what do you say to them?
You just have to keep fighting and, you know, don't give up hope because there will be a cure.
I have no doubt. And you know what? You're going to be the first person that's going to be able to say, see, told you. And because your fight is well worth it. Rosie, how old are you now?
I'm 13. I'll be 14 in August.
And you've been dealing with this for how long? How old are you when you got diagnosed?
For about 11 years now.
Yeah,
since I was three.
Yeah,
and now I have, we're going to Cleveland Clinic for my lungs because I have something in my lungs now, and they're going to do a surgical procedure, and I'm going to be the first kid to ever get it done, and only four people have ever gotten it done.
Wow. So again, you're breaking ground, and you know, you don't remember a time when you weren't dealing with doctors and nurses, so I'd say you deserve a break. Justin, say a quick hi to Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. My question for you is, a lot of people who might be listening, adults that might be listening, who have a cancer diagnosis and are dealing with health issues, and they think that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. For you, what's your advice to them, as someone who's lived with this and continues to be upbeat and positive? What's your advice to someone who's fighting cancer?
You have to have faith in God, and you really have to believe in the power of prayer. And the people surround you really help you, and that you just, you know, have to spread awareness and be positive.
The Cleveland Clinic trip, is that coming up soon?
We're not quite sure when it is yet. They're still trying to work things out, but it'll be soon. They want to do it by the end of the month.
I forgot. You told me before, but what are you going to be when you grow up?
I want to be either a nurse, or now I want to be a DJ.
Now, you're talking about DJ like you're going to come in and take my job as a talk show host, or are you going to be like a club DJ?
I'll be like a Wicca Wicca Wow Wow DJ.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, you'll crush it there, too. Listen, my
or
best...
I could be a night nurse that DJs.
How about that? A
yes.
Night nurse that DJs.
I want to get on that list.
No kidding.
All right.
Be good, Rosie.
Gonna book her now.
Yeah.
For Rosie, for her mom, for her sister, you guys are an amazing family. Keep up the good work. God bless you. We're saying prayers. And
Thank you. Keep
fighting, Rosie. We need you.
And if anybody wants to donate for the garage sale, we're still taking donations as well.
How do they donate? What do they do?
You can just show up and drop it off.
Okay. Again, 9 to 4 today, tomorrow, and Sunday, 122 North Maple Street in Palatine. All right. Give your mom a hug from us.
We will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rosie.
Thanks, Rosie.
13. There's never known life without cancer, ever. And has been fighting for her life the entire time. We're so blessed. And we're blessed to know somebody like that and somebody that wants to get on and talk about it.
And I think, too, one of the things that always stands out to me about Rosie is, you know, faced with potential financial troubles, she's not, like, just wallowing in it, right? Like, no. This is something that she doesn't deserve to have a financial burden on top of all the other stuff she's,
exactly,
you know,
right.
And she's fighting it just as hard as she's fought her illness.
Yeah, exactly right. And they may still have a GoFundMe page, and they were using it to help other people who needed money.
Mm-hmm.
So, really amazing. I mean, really, really amazing. Rosie Colucci, again, it is Rummage for Rosie. And again, I didn't know this, but you can drop stuff off still.
You can just drop stuff off.
Yeah, and you can go to youcaring.com. That's U-Y-O-U, caring, C-A-R-I-N-G.com, and search Rockstar Rosie. Get all the information on how you can help.